beautiful, beautiful. That is Madison Cunningham covering Radiohead. Happy Friday.
Friday.
Music sounds better on a Friday. That is a fact.
Yep.
We should mention, next week we're doing Friday on a Wednesday for the long holiday Thanksgiving weekend. So tune in a little earlier next week if you'd like to join into the fun in the program.
As you should.
How great was Madison Cunningham last night at No Vacancy?
I she's incredible. Madison, you rock so hard. I'm such a fan.
You're a great person to detect amazing musicianship.
Yeah.
Blown away or what? I don't know if I've heard that much sound from just a single person playing an acoustic guitar. It was so nice.
Yeah, I kind of went nuts on her with, like, just mind-blowing things that I saw her do, and she was like, wow, you really understand, huh? I'm like, yeah, the way she played, her form, everything, the tap-ons, the pull-offs.
Oh, I like that you're using those terms.
I know, mind-blowing to me.
When's the last time you tapped on? I love tap-ons myself.
Pull-offs, pull-ons. Yeah, I don't do that style, but she is, gosh.
Okay, we have a lot to get to.
Okay.
First of all, she did No Surprises. We've been following all the songs that Radiohead have been doing on their tour, their first tour in 7 years. They've played No Surprises at every show except one.
Right.
They have a show, actually, it's going on right now, I think, in London. I think right now is night two in London.
Yeah. No. Is it night one? It is.
Is it night one?
Yeah. I think it's night one. But still, that's literally, you're right.
I haven't seen any of the songs that they played yet.
No.
But anyway, have we mentioned that in a week we are going to Copenhagen to see Radiohead and we are losing our minds?
I mean, I would say, yes, we have. Because...
Mookie, I'm talking to you. Mookie is just like, please stop talking about it. Right. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I don't know why he's so mean.
Well, people came up to us at the show like, oh, are you excited for Copenhagen?
You better believe we are. We are freaking out.
So stoked.
Okay, David Byrne played a couple shows. He has another show tonight at the Dolby. We couldn't make it to those shows. I heard they're amazing.
Yeah.
So another show tonight, but he just did a song with Hayley Williams for this new movie. I think it's called The Twits. It's an animated film.
Oh, cool.
And Hayley Williams is on everyone's record, so let's just do 2 hours of Hayley Williams.
Yep.
It is 88.5.
It is the SoCal Sound.
Just have one.
Okay, that's a band from Japan. I saw that our LA friends in Livingmore, who now spend some time in Kyoto, they posted this band, and that's a song from the 90s. I'm going to say that I don't know that they're still together. I haven't really, I don't even know how to pronounce that. Dokuros? Do you want to try pronouncing the name of that song? Are you there, Jason? Jason, are you there?
Kamawana Ideo?
Jimmy? Jimmy? Who?
Billy?
Billy, are you there?
Billy, it's dinner time!
So anyway, Livingmore posted the band, and I gave them a listen, and I dug it. This is from 1997. They have 99 monthly listeners on Spotify.
That's incredible. Wow.
We just brought them to 100.
You!
All right, this is Friday on a Friday. Happy weekend.
Yes.
Next weekend, big long holiday weekend. We're going to, by the way, we're going to do Friday on a Friday early next week. It will be Friday on a Wednesday.
Oh.
Because the day before Thanksgiving.
Hello.
I don't think people realize next week is Thanksgiving.
It's, look, this year has, I don't know what time is.
Time doesn't exist, Jason Friday.
No.
All right, so the LA band Rocket, we've been supporting them. They are a local music spotlight artist. They're playing the Roxy tomorrow night. Sold out show. I guess we'd be going to it if you weren't going to Thrice for the 18,000th time.
Well, I know, you're right.
Okay, Rocket have an album, R is for Rocket, and this is the song Wide Awake. It's 88.5.
It's the SoCal Sound.
You wanna waste your time just How the music sounds better on a Friday? That's because it's Friday on a Friday.
With Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
On the SoCal Sound.
Pain and pleasure.
Albatross.
Thrice. It's off of their latest one, Horizons West.
A brand new record from Thrice, and they're playing, did you say the Novo?
That's right.
Tomorrow night, we have a friend, Drew, who flew in from Florida.
From Sanibel.
Still Florida.
They don't live in Florida is what they say.
They don't live in Florida. They live in Sanibel Island. So Drew flew in for the show just to see Thrice again.
Yep.
And Meg Robb did comment that it does seem like Thrice play a lot of shows.
They do.
You keep going to like, oh, this could be their last.
Well.
And they play like 17,000 shows.
I know. I went to their first last, which was now 13 years ago, 2012.
They should go on a Kiss farewell tour.
I know. Or the Eagles or something like that.
We are going to tease next week's 88.5 album dive. This is a brand new project. From someone you may know, they've teamed up with their sister.
Oh.
And also another person you might know.
Okay.
And when I say you might know, I mean musically, musicians. I'm not going to, should I just leave it at that?
Yeah,
a new project.
I think so.
Is coming up next as we get back to the music.
Faster.
Gary Calamar here, inviting you to take a ride with me on the open road to hear adventurous pop music, both timely and timeless. And now at our new time, Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4, following Matt Pinfield. It's all happening at 88.5 The SoCal Sound and thesocalsound.org.
The SoCal Sound has tickets for Rainbow Kitten Surprise at the Greek Theater on July 21st. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible for a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. Rainbow Kitten Surprise, the Greek Theater, July 21st.
Support comes from the Coach House, presenting the Village People in concert on November 22nd. Tickets are on sale now at thecoachhouse.com. The Village People, The Coach House, November 22nd.
Support comes from Premier America Credit Union, who focus on helping individuals with personalized service while fostering a sense of belonging. Whether saving for the future or managing day-to-day expenses, becoming a member of Premier America Credit Union means becoming part of a financial family. More information on becoming a member today is available at PremierAmerica.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
As we fall into the season of giving, please think about the voices, the music, and the moments that kept you company all year long. The SoCal Sound is here because listeners like you choose to give. Please be sure to renew your membership, become a new member, or increase your current sustaining membership to fuel this vital community service. You can do it online at thesocalsound.org.
This is a public service announcement from the Resource Conservation District of the Santa Monica Mountains, providing trained evaluators who come to your house to conduct wildfire home evaluations and provide recommendations to harden your home and landscape to reduce wildfire risk. More information on this community service, which is open to all, is at 818-514-4583. That's 818-514-4583.
Hey, it's Byron the Curator here. Sorry to interrupt that awesome playlist you're listening to, but I just wanted to tell you some really exciting news. My radio show, Bilingual Sounds, is now 2 hours. So please, come hang out with me and let's enjoy even more music Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. here only on the SoCal Sound. Now, back to your awesome playlist.
It wouldn't be Friday without Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday.
On the SoCal Sound.
that is the band Snowcaps, brand new band, one word, S-N-O-C-A-P-S. They've got a debut self-titled record. The song is called Avalanche, Jason Friday.
I love it.
Do you know who's in Snowcaps?
No. Oh, yes, I do.
Katie? Katie Crutchfield from Waxahachie, her sister Allison Crutchfield. We actually saw them perform. It was right before the fires. They did some kind of special show at Largo.
It was literally 3 days before.
It was
before.
A bunch of cover songs. It was fun. It was so good. It's Katie and Allison Crutchfield, MJ Lenderman, as we know.
Oh, nice.
And also Brad Cook. It's a brand new project called Snowcaps. They're going to play some shows. We're missing them next week. They are playing the Terragram Ballroom.
Fun.
On December 4th and 5th. But we have other plans. We'll be in Copenhagen.
Oh, gosh.
Copenhagen. That's not next week. I guess it's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But sorry about that.
Still, we'll be gone.
In 2 weeks, we will be gone in Copenhagen watching Radiohead.
Oh, shucks.
But anyway, Snowcaps playing, did I say the Terragram Ballroom? Yeah. December 4th and 5th. But then also, Katie Crutchfield and MJ Lenderman are doing a tour together. They are going to be playing with the LA Phil at Walt Disney Concert Hall next year.
Wow.
May 6th. We need to go to that. That's going to be really special.
No kidding.
Okay, so I thought it is that snow season. I thought we'd do a little snow report. Did you know in Mammoth today it's cold? I think they only have a high in the 20s, like the low 20s.
Wow.
A chance for snow. Snow. I wonder if we should play that song. So we're going to do some snow songs. We are curious. So in Copenhagen, it's supposed to be like 40 degrees, but then the other day we saw that it was like 37, but feels like 17.
Literally.
So we're going to freeze our little tails off. But I thought, you know, it's the holiday season. It's snow season. How about some soul coughing? Ooh. Friday on a Friday. Music sounds better on a Friday.
It sure do.
Am I right? 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Find out nothing. something that I wouldn't want to tell you about, no. Cause it's too cold for you. So now let me hold both your hands in the folds of my sweater. And if I may just take your breath away, I don't mind it very much to say. Sometimes the silence guides a mind to move to a place so far away. The goosebumps start to raise every minute that my hand meets your waist. And then I watch your face, put my finger on your tongue cause you love the taste, yeah. These hearts adore everyone, the other beats hard as fire. Inside this place is warm, outside it starts to part. She knows what I think about and what I think about. One love, two mouths, one love, one house. No shirt, no blouse, just us, you find out. Nothing that I wouldn't want to tell you about, no. Cause it's too cold for you here. So now let me hold both your hands in the folds of my sweater. Cold for you here. So now sweater.
You can hear the weekend knocking.
Friday on a Friday with Julie Slater and Jason Friday
on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
this time of year. It's Carbon Leaf and Snowfall Music. Remember, I put that song to a video. A bunch of our friends went to Big Bear one year, and so much beautiful snow on the ground, and we rented a cabin.
Yes.
And we all had a dog. We had Rayla, Jolene had
Moses,
and then Lori and Bobby, Blue. And it's a beautiful video, but all those dogs are gone. They're all on the snow rainbow bridge.
It's touching because we have such an amazing memory, and we just got up there in time for the storm that hit, and we were basically kind of snowed in ish. It was just beautiful.
That was when we used to host a cooking show online.
Yeah.
Before the pandemic and before everybody else did it.
Right.
It was called Rock and Roll Cooking, I think.
Or
did we change it?
We did change it. My God, what was it called?
You can find it on the internet.
Yes.
Oh, Sweet Jams.
Sweet Jams.
We don't even remember. We used to host a podcast as well, because I have to. We've done so many things.
We've done too many things.
All right. Well, since the holidays are close, I often go back home to Michigan, so it made me want to play this one, A Michigan Left. That's a little, if you know, you know. This is Arkell's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Got me going. just a plan, and this is just the way that I'm making a living. Every day in my mind, in real life too. Going singing,
like exploding stones.
Stones.
That's from his album, Watch My Moves. I almost played. He has some holiday songs about Santa. I almost played one. I'm trying to hold back. I did put on some snow songs,
a little
guys.
Too early.
I love the holidays, and I love spreading joy. You're welcome.
Yes.
It is Friday on a Friday. Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour. We scoot you into the weekend. And next week, because it is Thanksgiving week, we're going to do Friday on a Wednesday.
Oh, yes.
We did that last year.
I was going to say that I remember this.
Since everyone gets off work kind of, you know, yeah. Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah.
So tune in Wednesday, 1 o'clock for a little special holiday. Well, holiday hootenanny, if you know what I mean.
I love the old hootenanny.
All right, we're going to leave. We got Mookie coming up next. Then we've got the Matt Pinfield show from 4 to 6. Nick Harcourt comes back from our morning show. He's on at 6 p.m. for Nick at 6. But the active set, you play guitar in the band.
Yeah.
Alan on bass.
Yeah.
Matthew Stolarz is the leader of the group. So you guys had a song. It's called Making Out is the Best Part of Christmas.
Yeah.
Now, this is a redo, though. Was it remastered or something?
Well, it's funny. He called me last night to ask how we should represent it. And we're just representing it as Making Out is the Best Part of Christmas.
He says the song was written in violent reaction to the endless stream of celebrity Christmas albums being released every year, rehashing the same songs we've heard far too many times. Do we need another White Christmas or Here Comes Santa Claus? No, we do not, says Matthew Stolarz. But we do need the best gift possible, snogging someone who's super into you. Mistletoe overhead.
Love it.
What a romantic.
He is.
All right, you guys, have a great weekend. Jason, enjoy thrice with your male companions.
Thank you.
Let's get into the active set. Until next time, my pretties, it's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Unwrap. They say 'tis the season.